tweet at Today SOR.
Now, as we were saying with Brendan Howland there just before the break, a group of Anglo-Irish Bank junior bondholders who resisted attempts to make them share the failed lenders' losses are set to recoup all that they were owed, and many junior bondholders will be paid back the full value of bonds they bought during the crisis at deeply discounted prices. For more on this, I'm joined from our Dáil studio by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson. Were you surprised, Piers Doherty, to hear that these junior bondholders will be paid back all they are owed, or is it something you expected all along?
Well, look, this is a betrayal of the Irish people, because we were told time and time again, going from Enda Kenny to Leo Varadkar to the finance minister at the time, that these bondholders would not be paid out. We know that the governor of the central bank at that time argued strenuously with the Department of Finance that this is a legal battle that should be taken, and that there was no moral authority or obligation to pay out these bondholders. Indeed, there was an economic argument against paying out those bondholders, and yesterday's announcement that they are to be paid out in full. Remember, these are unguaranteed junior bondholders, the riskiest bondholders. They are going to be paid out on every cent that they invested. Indeed, they didn't even pay that amount. They would have bought these bonds for a considerable fraction of what they will get. And while they get €270 million before Christmas, remember that the Irish person out there, the Irish taxpayer, is footing the bill of €33,000 million as a result of the disastrous policy of injecting money into a bus bank. And this is a slap in the face to them, Sean. There's no two ways about this.
Is it still your view then that Anglo should have been just let go, and that there should have been no bailout by the taxpayers? Everything we heard from Mr. Trichet and all of that.
I think anybody with any credibility looking at, and hindsight is great, you know, but looking at the fact that we have now saddled this debt of €33 billion on the shoulders of Irish people, I don't think anybody could justify what happened at that time in terms of saving Anglo-Irish Bank.
And, so and if you were where Michael money. Noonan was, you would have not blinked, or at least you would have made Mr. Trichet blink, and you would have ignored the warning that the bomb would have gone off in Dublin.
Unfortunately, there has been dire consequences as a result of investing that money into a bus bank. And you had the governor of the central bank come before the finance committee, the previous governor, Governor Honan, and calling out the fact that these junior bondholders were guaranteed at that time. There was huge mistakes made. And I said, hindsight's great, but let's be clear, Sinn Féin actually called this out at the time. We were right in terms of our analysis. And you know, the sad thing is that despite that we have lost all this money now, that the bondholders are being paid in full, that this isn't the policy that we advocated at that time is now the policy right across Europe, that if there was a banking crash to happen in the morning anywhere in Europe, including Ireland, what would happen would be that the Sinn Féin policy would apply, which is that bondholders would first of all take the hit, starting with junior bondholders and then working their way up, instead of asking the taxpayer to foot the bill.
A bail-in as opposed to a bail-out. But the point I think is that one particular investor, the Munich-based Zaya, if I pronounced them correctly, investment, they were owed €17 million. It took a case to the UK High Court and won. Now, we had no control over that.
No, we've none. They argued at the time that the government's approach in terms of the 20% payout to junior bondholders was wrong. There was procedural issues in relation to that the High Court upheld. But in the aftermath of that, judgment, when it became clear that there was a likelihood of these bondholders being paid in full, the €270 million that they will now get, it is in the aftermath of that that Enda Kenny, Leo Varadkar, Minister Noonan, many other ministers said that these bondholders would not be paid out. It was in the aftermath of that High Court that the Governor of the Central Bank argued with the Department of Finance that this was a legal battle that had to be taken, that it's worth a big legal battle, in his own words. He talked about the public acceptance for the financial sector in general was a question. And like this just sticks in the throat of many people out there, particularly people who are still suffering the consequences of the 10 years of austerity that we have, that we're footed with a bill of €33 billion, and these investors are going to be paid from what is our money. At the end of the day, it's our money, and there's many things that went wrong in terms of how the government handled the Anglo issue, including putting money in the first place, but also the way that they put the money end that allowed these bondholders to be paid before the Irish taxpayer?
On a not entirely unrelated matter, in the Dáil yesterday, you and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar exchanged some angry words about the eviction last week of three people from their home in County Roscommon, and you were very critical of the people who carried out that eviction order, but you did not condemn, according to the Taoiseach, the actions taken against a bunch of people who came along in the early hours of last Sunday morning armed with baseball bats and inflicted injuries on eight people who were guarding that property on behalf of a security company. Do you condemn that violence?
Of course we condemn the violence. We condemn all the violence.
But did you condemn it in the Dáil yesterday?
Well, first of all, I didn't use the word condemn in relation to Tuesday's violence either. I actually called out what was happening on
Tuesday. Well, you made clear your disapproval of it.
Of course, and the reason I did so, Sean, and let's be clear, and our justice spokesperson was on Morning Ireland earlier that morning, and what the Taoiseach tried to do, in a very, in my way, despicable point, to suggest that I in some way was involved in some type of criminality tells me that I had a raw nerve with the Taoiseach, that he couldn't answer the questions, because his policy and his government's policy over the last number of years is that we've been calling out the government of this, is they have allowed these banks and forces to go unregulated. The idea that people don't need to be guard vetted, that they don't need to show identification, that they can wear balaclavas when they're smashing
indoors.
You're
just on that point. Let's just hear some
homes.
Of what the Taoiseach said to you across the floor.
Deputy Doherty. Deputies, if this continues,
Deputy,
I will have no choice.
When it comes to Sinn Féin and the rule of law,
Taoiseach,
and public order,
Deputy
and
Brendan
condemning Hunt. Violence, it doesn't take very long for your balaclava to slip.
Taoiseach.
You could say it was a low blow, but it seems to have landed. And might you have been better off to condemn and in equal measure and equal strength what happened on Sunday, just as you did happened on Tuesday?
I've already done that, and that's a distraction. The reality is, and you know, if you listen to what the low blow, as you said, and I can assure you, it didn't land on me. It didn't. It doesn't faze me in relation to the cheap shots that the Taoiseach throws across the.
Well, I think the decibels went up a bit.
Yeah, no, but the decibels went up, and the reason the decibels went up is actually the Taoiseach still, and I don't know if you've asked him this, but the Taoiseach still has refused to condemn what happened on Tuesday. He has refused to specifically condemn what happened on Tuesday. He continues to brush over the issue. He yesterday called into question the three individuals at the centre of that, and I know they've released a statement in relation to what they believe were hurtful comments that was made by the Taoiseach, and they have asked for privacy, and I think we need to respect that, and they need to sort this out with the bank, and we have given them that advice. But the reality is, well, you know, when he throws that kind of blow across or that cheap shot across the chamber, people are minded out there. The public know that those wearing balaclavas are the bank's enforcers. They have seen the images of Frederick Street. They have seen the balaclava enforcers walking into the premises in Frederick Street and evicting a family. They know what happened in Roscommon. They've seen how that individual and that family were treated. And as I said to the Taoiseach, regardless of the personal circumstances of anybody, nobody in this state should be treated in that way by an unregulated, unauthorised, no accountable group of individuals that land at somebody's house and can drag a family or an elderly individual out by their ears and toss them in the ground in what appears to be a very violent scenes. And that's what he deflected from. We've legislation on this issue. We've been calling the minister out and the Taoiseach out for 3 years in relation to this here. He has now finally accepted, as a result of the outpouring of support and solidarity and opposition to what happened on Tuesday, that they need to act, and that's to be welcomed.
Right.
But a lot of this falls on his shoulders as well, because he has allowed this unregulated activity to take place.
Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, thanks indeed for joining us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.